Well, you know what? They're extremely talented. Mm-hmm. And there's quite a few guys on this roster that are talented guys that a lot of people probably haven't heard their names before, but they're talented, and they've been working their tail off to talk with me, talk with Terrell, just get with us and try to learn the game more, try to learn about, you know, their route concepts, what they have against this coverage and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, what I see from them, I'm really liking right now. They're running good, crisp routes. Our timing with them is starting to come, and it's getting better and better every day. The more we work, the more we throw, the more we do things. And it's so far, you know, I like what I see because they're working their tail off. That's something that will always be developing. I think we're starting to get a little bit better feel for that now, and we're starting to get a better feel for what guys do best. You know, what routes guys run better than others, and you know, what routes we like to throw, and things like that. But you know, that stuff is going to progressively come. We're not going to learn that the first week. We're probably not going to learn that the second week. We're just got to keep going, get into the games, get, you know, further down in training camp and closer to the season.
Are you of a mind that there is such a thing as a real go-to receiver? It seemed like sometimes in Green Bay when Aaron was hot, it was like the offense was dictated
right.
Who the receiver was. And
yeah.
So when you have good guys out there, it's like it almost doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think if you just have one guy you go to, mm-hmm. you probably don't have a good all-around offense. And you're probably not going to be consistently good on a week-to-week basis. You know, I've had an experience with offenses that, you know, there's no telling who could be the leading receiver for that week. I mean, you name one of five guys, and that guy could be the guy that has 100 yards in a game or whatever it was. So that's the kind of offense that I think we all want to have, because that's going to be completely balanced, and defense can't tee off and line up to cover just one guy or line up and stop the run, stop Darren, whatever it is, they can't do that. So if we can spread the ball around, make guys have threats, you know, from sideline to sideline, then it's really going to help us.
One final question I have for you. How has the last 3 years, experience-wise, from Green Bay to Seattle to here prepared you for this camp and this team?
Yeah. a couple years older, and if I learned a lot in Green Bay, obviously, my 4 years. I progressed as a quarterback. I got better there. I owe a lot to the people in Green Bay. And, you know, if I took away a lot of things from Seattle last year. But the thing that I took away the most was that I want this even more now, even more this year. And, you know, I'm blessed to have another opportunity at this. And I'm going to try to take advantage of it, do as much as I can to not let it get away from me.